Baba Sakarwani, date is 1st February 2023. Om Shanti. Essence, sweet children, your vision should not be drawn to bodily beings because the Father, the incorporeal ocean of knowledge himself, is the one who is teaching you. Question, which effort are you children able to make to attain a high status while living at home with your families? Answer, while living at home with your families, simply use the sword of knowledge. Become spinners of the discus of self-realization and continue to blow the conch shell. Remember the unlimited Father while walking and moving around and stay in that happiness, and you will claim a high status. This is the effort you have to make. Second question, what double benefit do you receive from having yoga? Answer, one is that you don't perform any sinful actions at this time, and the other is that your past sins are absolved. Song, Mother, Mother, you are the bestower of fortune for all. Om Shanti. At spiritual gatherings and colleges, you can see who is teaching you. Your vision falls on that body. At a college, you would say that such and such a professor is teaching you. At a spiritual gathering, you would say that such and such a scholar is relating that knowledge. Your vision falls on human beings. Here, your vision doesn't fall on a bodily being. It is in your intellects that the incorporeal Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is speaking to you through this body. Your intellects go to the Mother and Father, Bab Dada. When children relate something, it is said that they are relating what they have heard from the Father, the ocean of knowledge. There is a difference. Whatever they hear at spiritual gatherings, they believe that so and so is relating that from the Vedas. People's vision falls on the status and the caste and creed of human beings. This one is a Hindu. This one is a Muslim. Their vision falls on that. Here, your vision goes to Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is teaching you. The Father has now come to give you the inheritance of the future new world. No one else can say, children, I am teaching you Raj Yoga for heaven. You also heard that song. The song is of the past. Jagdamba was like that. She definitely created her fortune because there are her temples. But people don't know who she was, how she came, or what fortune she created. So there is the difference of day and night between this study and those studies. Here, you understand that the ocean of knowledge, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul is teaching you through the mouth of Brahma. The Father has come. God definitely has to come to the devotees. Why else would devotees remember God? It is wrong to say that all are God. Those who believe in the notion of omnipresence use the force of 20 nails to prove their notion. Your explanation is different. It is only the children who receive the inheritance from the unlimited Father. Sannyasis have the path of disinterest, the path of isolation. You can never receive a right to property from them. They don't want property. You want the property of constant happiness. There is sorrow in the wealth and property of hell. Although some people are wealthy, their activity is very dirty, and they simply continue to throw their money away uselessly. Their children then starve to death. They make themselves and their children unhappy. That one is the unlimited Father, and he sits here and explains to you children. There you have many different fathers from whom you receive a temporary inheritance. Although there are kings too, they are limited. Their happiness is limited and temporary. This unlimited Father comes to give you imperishable happiness. He explains that the people of Bharat who were double-crowned were the masters of heaven and that they have now become the masters of hell. There is sorrow in hell, but there aren't any such rivers of the extreme depths of hell or the river of poison as they have shown in the Garuda Purana. That is the punishment that has to be experienced. Therefore, they have written those fearsome stories. In earlier days, the physical limb that someone would commit a crime with would be cut off. They used to receive very severe punishment. The punishment now isn't so severe. The punishment of being hanged is not severe. That is very easy. People even commit suicide very easily. They even quickly sacrifice themselves to Shiv or the deities. You know that when a soul is unhappy, he wants to shed his body and take another. People who commit suicide don't think in that way. They shed their bodies here and then take other dirty births here. They don't have knowledge. They simply finish off their bodies because of sorrow. Nevertheless, they still receive an unhappy birth. You know that you are becoming worthy for the new world. There is variety among those who commit suicide. Some wives used to sacrifice their bodies when their husbands died. That is a different matter. They believe that they would go to the same place where their husband has gone because they had heard that and many had done that already. It is also written in the scriptures that she would go to the same place where her husband has gone. However, that husband would have been someone who indulged in the vices, and so he would have to come back here to the land of death. By sitting on the pyre of knowledge here, you go to heaven. You children now know that Jagdamba and Jagat Pita, who have become instruments for establishment, will become the sustainers in heaven. People don't know what the clan of Vishnu is. Vishnu is a resident of the subtle region, and so how could there be his clan? You now know that the dual form of Vishnu, Lakshmi and Narayan, rule and give sustenance there. This is the pyre of knowledge. You have yoga with that one husband of all husbands. He is Shiv Baba, the husband of all husbands and the father of all fathers. That one is everything. All relationships are forged with him. The father says, all the maternal and paternal uncles etc. that you have now only give you advice for sorrow. At this time, they would only give you devilish directions for the wrong path. The unlimited father comes and gives you children right directions. For instance, your physical father may ask you to study at college and become a barrister, etc. Those directions are not wrong. They are right for the livelihood of your bodies. You have to make that effort. Together with that, you also have to make effort for the livelihood of your bodies for your future 21 births. You study for the livelihood of your bodies. The study of the scriptures is for the livelihood of those who are on the path of isolation. They study those for their own livelihoods. Sannyasis also earn for their livelihoods. Some earn 50 rupees, some earn 100, and some even earn 1000. When the king of Kashmir died, those of the Arya Samaj received so much money. All of them do all of that for their own stomachs. There is no happiness without wealth. If someone has wealth, he can travel around in a car, etc. Earlier, sannyasis didn't adopt renunciation for money. They simply used to go away into the forests. They would become tired of this world and free themselves. However, they cannot become free like that. Yes, they do remain pure. They support Bharat with the power of their purity. They give happiness to Bharat in that way. If they didn't become pure, Bharat would have become too much of a brothel. One is of those on the path of isolation and the other is of the father who teaches purity. Their purity is that of the path of isolation. This purity is that of the family path. There used to be the pure family path in Bharat. We were deities and were pure, but we have now become impure. For a full half cycle, we have been becoming impure with the five vices. Little by little, Maya has made you completely impure and sinful. No human being in the world knows how we become impure from being pure, even though they do understand that this world is impure. For instance, if the lifespan of a building is 100 years, then for 50 years it would be said to be new, and for 50 years it would be said to be old. It continues to become old gradually. It is the same for this world. There is happiness in the completely new world, and then after half a cycle it becomes old. It is remembered that there is limitless happiness in the golden age. Then when the world becomes old, sorrow begins. Ravan causes sorrow. It was Ravan whose effigy people burn, who made you impure. He is a great enemy. Someone made an application to the government that Ravan shouldn't be burnt because many people experience sorrow. They show Ravan to be a great scholar. None of the ministers etc. understand. You now know that Ravan's kingdom begins in the Copper Age. It is in Bharat alone that people burn an effigy of Ravan. The father explains, this path of devotion, the path of ignorance, begins in the Copper Age. There is the day through knowledge and the night through devotion. Look, people sing songs of Jagdamba, but they don't understand how she is the bestower of fortune. Such a big fair takes place, but they don't even know who Jagdamba is. In Bengal, they believe in Kali a great deal, but they don't know what the difference is between Kali and Jagdamba. They show Jagdamba to be fair and Kali to be dark. When Jagdamba becomes Lakshmi, she is beautiful. Then, after taking 84 births, she becomes ugly. People are so confused. In fact, Kali and Amba are one and the same. They don't know anything. And this is called blind faith. You children now know that the one who was Jagdamba in the past created the fortune of Bharat. You too are creating the fortune of Bharat. The name of the mothers is the main one. The mothers also have to uplift the sannyasis. This too is fixed. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, has given the direction. Shoot arrows of knowledge at them. When you children meet sannyasis, etc., you explain that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, the ocean of knowledge is teaching you. Tell them you are limited sannyasis, whereas we are unlimited ones. The Father teaches us Raj Yoga when your Hat Yoga is about to end. Hat Yoga and Raj Yoga cannot exist at the same time. So not a lot of time now remains. There is very little time now. The Father says, children, while living at home with your families, live like a lotus. It is Brahmins who have to live like a lotus. Kumaris are as pure as a lotus anyway. Baba says to those who indulge in vice, become pure. While living at home with your families, become like a lotus. Each one of you has to become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Blow the conch shell. Use the sword of knowledge and your boats will go across. It takes effort. You won't be able to claim such a high status without making effort. While walking and moving around, maintain that happiness. Remember the father. Someone who gives a lot of happiness is automatically remembered. You now have to remember the unlimited father. You have to give others his introduction. You have to explain to them. By studying for a worldly education in this birth, you will become a barrister, etc. for now. Achha, for instance, if your life ends and you shed your body while studying or just after passing your examinations, the study would end here. Some may have passed their examinations and gone to London and died there. In that case, the study would end there and then. That study is perishable. This study is imperishable. It is never destroyed. You know that you will go and rule in the new world. That is temporary happiness, and even that is only received if you have it in your fortune. You can't tell for how long it would last. Here it is certain. As soon as your examinations end, you will go and claim your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. You only receive a limited inheritance from a limited father, teacher, and gurus. People think that they receive peace from their guru. However, there cannot be peace here. When a soul becomes tired from performing actions with his organs, he becomes detached from his body. The father says, "Peace is your original religion. These are organs. If you don't want to do anything, then just sit down quietly. We are bodiless and are having yoga with the father so that our sins can be absolved. You might receive peace from a sannyasi, but your sins cannot be absolved by doing that. Here, by remembering the father, you will continue to become a conqueror of sinful actions." Achha, those people sit in peace and their sins will perhaps be absolved. There would be double benefit. The sins of the past are destroyed. Under no circumstances can the past sins of anyone without the power of yoga be absolved. The ancient yoga of Bharat alone is remembered. It is through this that the sins of many births are absolved. There is no other way. This expansion now has to end. Even the government doesn't want too much expansion. We reduce the expansion so much that very few will remain and all the rest will depart. People understand that destruction will take place, but when they see the fighting stop, they wonder whether it will take place or not. Therefore, they quieten down. The father explains, "Children, very little time remains. Therefore, don't make any mistakes." Achha, to the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Achha, Om Shanti.
Essence for dharana. 1. Become detached from your body, become bodiless and experience real peace. Make yourself a conqueror of sinful actions by having remembrance of the Father. 2. In order to make your reward imperishable, pay full attention to this imperishable study. Renounce following all wrong directions and only follow the right directions of the one Father. Blessing. May you stay in an elevated stage and beyond any effect of the upheaval of matter and become a conqueror of matter. You are becoming conquerors of Maya, but you must now also become conquerors of matter, because there is now be a lot of upheaval of matter. Sometimes water of the oceans will show its impact. Sometimes the earth will show her impact. If you are a conqueror of matter, no upheaval of matter will be able to shake you. You will observe every game as a detached observer. Just as angels are shown high up on mountains, in the same way, you angels also have to stay in an elevated stage so that when you are high up, you automatically stay beyond any upheaval. Slogan: to give the experience of cooperation to all souls with your elevated vibrations is also tapasya. Om Shanti.